At the third stroke, it will be time for the town hall tapes. Beep. 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 Free swimming for every resident.
You are listening to the Town Hall Tapes, a half-decent podcast. We look in detail, as much detail as you can, in a five-segment recording about local government issues in Lambeth, in Greenwich. We're topsy-turvy, we chop and change. My co-host is Daryl Chamberlain. Good evening.
Good evening, Jason. How are you?
Punctured, deflated.
Oh, dear.
In a bicycle sense. But you, before we started recording, gave me a run-through of your fantastic running order and some stories. And so this evening, what can we expect, please?
We have some stories. So we start off with a story about some flats in Greenwich with some dangerous cladding. We'll have the Sadiq Khan Good Regeneration Guide. And we'll also have the story of a hipster street food market comes to Woolwich. Shock.
So wonderful. Where else, we always say, can you hear stories about cladding, about estate regeneration and a street feast in Woolwich? Nowhere else, because we're the guys that do it. Nobody else can be asked. Daryl, over to you, please. I want to hear all about, I believe, Capital Quay and their cladding.
Indeed, yeah, we should get on with it, really. Yes, a new Capital Quay. If you come from Deptford into Greenwich, you'll come over the Creek Bridge and you'll see a huge, great big housing development to your left. This is new Capital Quay. It's been open for a few years. It has 980 flats. About 2,000 people now live there. And there's one problem with it.
Yes.
The cladding is pretty much the same cladding as went up at Grenfell Tower.
Which is
not particularly good. If you're the 2,000 people that live there. The thing was built by Galliard New Homes. And they got it insured by the National House Builders Council. And so Galliard put an insurance claim in on this and said, look, yeah, we have this dodgy cladding, and let's get it sorted out. And the National House Builders Council turned around and said, well, it suits the building regulations at the time. Yeah, can you give us a proof that there was something wrong with it at the time?
That's, yeah, a bit of a dilemma for sides, really. It's which one is going to shift or budge first.
So, yeah, so the whole thing is now reached a stalemate. It's been mentioned in Parliament a couple of times now, actually. Not the local press, of course, but that's the local press for you.
Of course.
And the stakes are high. Not least the risk that things go up. But there's a walking fire watch now. This is estimated costing £1.25 million a year. Mm-hmm. And the cost of repairing this stuff, about 40 million quid at tops.
Wow.
So there's a hell of a lot at stake here.
What do the local residents really living there, obviously they're not happy about the situation. Are they getting organised? Are they putting pressure on the right people to try and correct this?
So now that they are getting organised, at least they have an MP fighting their case, like MP Matt Pennicook has mentioned it in Parliament, to be met with a nah from the Tories so far. They're getting their message out. I mean, they've got problems. They can't sell flats if they want to move on. They're stuck there. Mm. Some of the social housing tenants are claiming that they're having trouble exchanging their flats, although their landlords do deny this. So there's all kinds of problems. Some of them are kind of trying to blame Greenwich Council and saying, well, you know, Greenwich Council could do more. Although I have asked them, what have Greenwich Council, you know, what could they do? And they throw me an example that Slough Council took on the freehold of one block in Slough. There were 12 blocks here, sorry, at New Capital Quay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Greenwich Council could completely take the whole lot on. So It's going to depend on either Galliard or the NHBC budging or the government coughing up, I think. And it's not a good situation for any of these people to be in.
No. And a final question, Daryl. So you mentioned there's been little reporting of this in your local media, but you've been covering it for 853. And so without giving too much away, how have you been finding sources? How have you been tracking down the story and how have you been covering it, please?
People have been coming to me. I mean, I've heard about this for a little while. But they actually came to me and said, this is the situation. Can you come and talk to us? Which saved me talking to them. So they are getting organised. They are trying to get some media attention. It did actually get on the TV news during the week as well. And good luck to them because, they need to get this sorted and quick.
This is the Town Hall Tapes.
So, Jason, tell us about this new bedtime reading you have, The Good Regeneration Guide, or something like that, isn't it?
The Good Practice Guide to Estate Regeneration, which
sounds... Oh, I like practice.
Yeah, it's some kind of under-the-covers bedtime manual, I don't think.
Hey.
Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, the man of the people. Didn't his dad used
bus
to be
driver,
a bus driver? You got in there before me, you rotter. Sadiq has come up this week with some half-decent recommendations as part of his Good Practice Guide to Estate Regeneration. Most were nicked from Sean Berry, who is the...
Oh, you surprised me. Oh, you surprised me. He's nicked another idea from someone. He surprised me. How dare he do such a thing?
So Sean is the Green Party Assembly member. She first proposed a lot of these details back in December 2016. We are where we are, as certain politicians often say. So maybe if I can just read, it's a very comprehensive document. It's essentially a consultation, so it's not yet policy, but Sadiq wants Londoners to feedback and then to formulate policy around it. The headline news seems to be, the quote is, "The mayor wants to ensure that regeneration of London's housing estates happens with resident support and engagement." And he goes on to say, this includes outlining his support for the principle of requiring residents' ballots in estate regeneration schemes which involve the demolition of existing homes.
Ooh.
Party time at Cressingham Gardens.
Yeah, you think so?
But wait! So Lambeth Council has... Labour Lambeth Council has seen what their pal Sadiq has been saying about estate regeneration, and it's got itself into a bit of an awkward spot over it, because you may recall how Lambeth is regenerating 5 estates in the borough with very little resident engagement, but they put out a complete chest-beating press release on the same day that Sadiq had his guide came out, and Councillor Liv Peck, who is the progress leader of Lambeth Council, says... The council has met all of the principles laid out by the mayor's guide for these 5 estates, and the proposed new funding conditions will not apply retrospectively. The meanies, absolute meanies. So they're going to wriggle out of it. So they're saying basically, Lambeth Council, or the Labour Cabinet, the Progress Cabinet, is saying, yes, we agree with what Sadiq's saying about balloting tenants. This is a new idea. We're already too far over the line with our current regeneration. We ain't going to ballot you.
Yeah.
So Councillor Liv Peck, she puts her quote in the press release is, I fully support the mayor's view that residents must be at the heart of decision-making when it comes to estate regeneration, which reflects our approach in Lambeth. It seems really, it only reflects your approach in Lambeth if Sadiq tells you that you have to do this as part of the financial settlement. And so Sadiq is saying that to move forward with money from City Hall for estate regeneration, you need to ballot tenants, but not retrospectively.
Has the money been handed over? I mean, that's the key thing, I guess. Is that has Sadiq Khan, has there been the mayoral direction or whatever to hand over money so far?
Yeah, it's been a bit foggy, and there's been some FOIs trying to see precisely how much Sadiq has given Lambeth so far. It seems a figure of £10 million has already been exchanged, but this, I think, is for vacant possession. So it's £10 million not to knock down and build homes, it's £10 million to try and get rid of people, which we mustn't call social cleansing. Kate Hoey?
MP, I remember her.
MP for Vauxhall, when she's got her mind focused on her constituency and further out to
Europe.
Hanging
out with Farage, yeah.
She has some very, very decent things to say. She's not happy. So she tweeted, the hypocrisy of Lambeth Council, supposedly supporting what Sadiq Khan has said, with a quote from Councillor Peck, but refusing ballots on threatened estates. Daryl, really, this all comes back, of course, we know, to Mr Corbyn and what he said at the party conference in Brighton September last year, when he dropped the bombshell about tenants having to be balloted ahead of estate regeneration. It's a theme which we've touched on endlessly. It seems town hall tape seems to be this constant question of what Labour Party is actually active around London. Is it the Corbyn version? Is it the Progress version? It's the conflict in the middle. We mentioned on town hall tapes last week about the Vauxhall CLP, Kate Hoey's constituency, passing a motion wanting to actually ballot tenants. But in Lambeth still, it's quite a mess.
This is the town hall tapes.
And finally, on Town Hall Tapes, so Darryl, you want to enlighten me on a Sunday evening and our listeners and tell us all about what sounds, well, if I'm being honest, not really my kind of thing, but a street feast in Woolwich.
Yeah, you might be familiar with Street Feast. They're an organisation that runs sort of street food markets, slightly hipstery perhaps, around London. So you have a place called Dinerama in Shoreditch, which I've never been to, haven't even clapped eyes on. A place called Hawker House at Rotherhithe. A thing called Giant Robot in the new Crossrail station at Canada Water, Canary Wharf, which is a rather odd thing. And Model Market in Lewisham, just like the Reverend I'm speaking now. And they were rather popular. And me and William Woolwich. Woolwich is a crumbling town and has had a crumbling public market building for many years now that's been empty and neglected by the council. And obviously the two things have now come together. Street Feast has gained a licence to take on the old cover market in Woolwich. And from March, they will be serving up food and drink to happy party people and happy diners and happy drinkers from across Southeast London and beyond. So I had a licensing meeting last week. It's this huge news for Woolwich, I think. It is the place has been on its arse for years. This is an opportunity to make a bit of a destination for people who aren't within walking distance, frankly. Although the meeting was the highlight, probably came beforehand, because this whole deal is brought by Greenwich Council. Greenwich Council are really keen on this because you know they know it will work where so many of the initiatives have failed. But can you have a guess at who one of the objectors were to Street Feast taking this licence on and having such long opening hours?
Well, it would seem a sensible guess might be local residents, possibly local boozers.
Greenwich Council.
Oh, OK, that's a bit nasty.
So there's Greenwich Council objecting to Greenwich Council's scheme, which led to the strange sight on social media of the deputy leader of Greenwich Council asking residents of who paid tax to Greenwich Council to lobby Greenwich Council to make sure Greenwich Council made the right decision. So it's always rather strange. They've got a licence to 1 a.m. and they have an outside space on the main Plumstead Road until 11 p.m. And the people who live opposite in the Royal Arsenal development, which is only kind of really appeared. I mean, some of those buildings have only really appeared in the past 3 years.
Right.
Complained angrily that this would be too noisy. This noise from the other side of the main road, and Greenwich Council's Environment and Health agreed with them, as did the Met Police. which was slightly bizarre. And the boss of Street Feast, a guy called Jonathan Downey, fired off some angry tweets, which included the unforgettable liner, "Have your building back."
Oh, so that seems rather childish. He didn't seem very happy. So was the actual decision in terms of the politics and the way that these licensing meetings work, was it then fairly straightforward when it went to the vote, or was it
It sailed through. I don't think it was actually ever in any serious trouble. Partly, I guess, the deputy leader of Greenwich Council rocked up to speak in favour of it, and they've got an agreement that the Environment and Health Department that reservations is going to be involved in contributing to the live operating manual. So you know they'll be able to keep an eye on what happens, and you know I think everyone seems sort of relatively happy in the end. I think on balance it's going to be a good thing. I just hope it doesn't doesn't price out local people. I hope it becomes a genuine melting pot for Woolwich, because Woolwich is a melting pot and at the moment it's a bit divided. This could bring communities together. Let's see.
Okay, briefly, Darryl, where can we find you online?
I'm at a53london.com and you can find me on Twitter at Darryl1974.
I'm trying to work through my big news list, backlogging for Brixton Buzz, and you can find me on Twitter, Jason_Cobb. Thank you for listening to Town Hall Tapes. Please do share any of this content. We're in the iTunes store, we're on Acast. You can rate, review, subscribe. Thanks, Darryl.
Cheerio.
You have been listening to the Town Hall Tapes. What a time to be alive.